Despite criticism about the fact that she has opened up only three polling sites for early voting, Pinellas County Supervisor of Elections Deborah Clark announced last night that 26% of all the registered voters in the county have already voted via early voting or absentee ballot. Clark says she has mailed or issued out over 200,000 absentee ballots, the most ever for the county. More than 136,000 have already been voted on and returned. Clark faces re-election next Tuesday against 74-year-old Democrat Jack Killingsworth. Today, Killingsworth issued out a press release where he announced he was joining Democratic National Committee man John Ossman and calling for a grand jury investigation of Clark for suppressing the vote by opening up so few early polling places. Earlier this week, Killingsworth introduced a large time-to-vote clock at the three early voting sites, which he said it was to keep track of the wait times and show voters how long they must wait. He said he's committing to setting up voting procedures for both early and election day voting where the wait is 15 minutes or less. Ed Helm was the former chairman of the Democratic Party in Pinellas County and a spokesman for Jack Killingsworth. WMNF asked him if that was an unrealistic goal for the Democrat to propose.
Well, I think he can. I mean, it was a serious commitment. This is a man who has run major projects at Honeywell and other places. He's a nuclear engineer, and nuclear engineers believe that zero mistakes. He also has a master's in business administration. So he's run some very big projects, and he believes very strongly that we can, probably with the resources that exist now in the supervisor's office, we can make sure that everybody is able to vote in 15 minutes.
Helm credited Deborah Clark in fighting Secretary of State Kurt Browning in terms of enforcing the No Match, No Vote law, which requires local election officials to allow voters whose identification does not match up against a state and federal database to vote by provisional ballot. But he criticized her for supporting the purchase of electronic voting machines, which the state has now effectively banned with the demand for having a paper trail for votes. Ann Helm said he was disturbed after meeting with Clark and representatives from the ACLU and the public recently.
We asked Supervisor Clark at that meeting, do you have a benchmark for how much time, the maximum amount of time that you'd like to see voters spend for voting? You know, in other words, a goal of saying, you know, everybody votes in 15 minutes, like Jack is saying, or 30 minutes, whatever. And she blew it off. She said, no, I just want to run good election.
Helm said he told Clark about an incident 4 years ago at an early voting site in South St. Pete in which a woman in a wheelchair said she could no longer wait in line when told it might take 45 minutes to vote.
She said, you were lucky. And I commented to Supervisor Clark, I didn't feel lucky to be waiting 45 minutes. I mean, voters' time is worthwhile. I mean, we're not to be trained to be good Soviet citizens to wait in line, you know, for our ration of bread. This is America, and Jack knows that he can set up a process which respects people's time and is competent and trustworthy, unlike the system we have now.